Hello, welcome to Ayerde, to another Thinking Through the Scriptures. Why is it that some godly people die young and maybe painfully, some sickness or some other way, but they go out in a lot of pain, and others live for 80, 90 years and live well with God's blessing, die peacefully? Those are serious questions, and sometimes we may be tempted to think, how in the world can this be? It doesn't make sense. So I'd like to talk to that subject this time, and I want to do so looking at two verses of Scripture. First of all, in Genesis chapter 40, verse 20, says, "And it came to pass the third day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, that he made a feast unto all his servants. And he lifted up the head of the chief butler and of the chief baker among his servants." And then later in Matthew, and I'm not going to go there, I've got it printed out here on a piece of paper. Matthew 14:6 says, "But when Herod's birthday was kept, the daughter of Herodias danced before them and pleased Herod." Okay, so we have two birthdays here. Did you realize that the only two men whose birthdays are recorded in the Bible, as far as I know, are Pharaoh and Herod? And the unusual coincidences in what happened in their special days actually makes a strong case that they weren't coincidences at all. God was trying to get our attention and wanted to teach us some lessons. Notice that both kings are pagan, wicked rulers, and both of them have in their prisons two very godly men, Joseph and John the Baptist. One story takes place in the Old Testament, balanced out with another one that takes place in the New Testament. The two faithful believers who are associated with these kings were both unjustly thrown in prison. They shouldn't have been in prison. They didn't do anything worthy of that horrible dungeon. And neither one of them had much hope for a fair trial. Forget it. From all human perspectives, they were just pawns at the mercy of some unsaved kings. However, God guided both kings to make decisions on their birthdays. These decisions would hugely affect the two men in their dungeons. In Pharaoh's case, there are actually two birthdays that come into play. The first birthday, you may remember, was when he dealt quite dramatically with his chief butler and chief baker. And the story goes on there with Joseph in the dungeon. I hope you know the story. And then the next birthday happens exactly, it says, 2 years later, when the butler, maybe at the birthday party, all of a sudden remembers, "I forgot all about Joseph," talks to Pharaoh, and Pharaoh calls Joseph in. Back to Matthew. At Herod's party, his daughter pleased him with a birthday dance. But then she forced him into an awkward and deadly decision concerning John, because her mother hated John with a passion. But curiously, in Genesis, we find Joseph catapulted into the palace as second in command in the empire. He is right next to Pharaoh. Not only that, but whereas John was eliminated, Joseph went on to live 70 years in Egypt in prosperity and peace with his family. The one in Matthew concludes with John being promoted instantly to heaven, young. In a grotesque and humiliating way. But Joseph is completely the opposite. He soars to almost the top of human authority. How could this happen? Why would God allow these two stories, these two men, to have such contrasting rewards? Well, the questions are reasonable and deserve some real consideration. First of all, of course, we can think immediately of the doctrine of God's wisdom, His perfect wisdom of our Heavenly Father. And that's true. And we can also talk about the way God knows how to reward His people in different ways, some in this life, some in next. And those are definitely serious answers. But today I want us to unwrap a couple of important lessons that are different than these that might help us to accept whatever surprises God's will hands us. One of them is that God is fully capable of orchestrating the minute life details of any of today's presidents, prime ministers, queens, dictators. It doesn't matter what they believe. It doesn't matter how evil they are. He can manipulate the events in their birthdays if he wants on any given day, just like he did Pharaoh's and Herod's. So we need to stop wringing our hands and wondering, has God lost control on our planet? Why these things don't look like he is in control of the situation? And then the second lesson is that the Lord decides how he wants us to best glorify his name. When we come out of deep trials and leave our earthly journey, how important to know that God knows the best way for us to glorify him. Joseph lived long, and he died expressing absolute trust in Jehovah. If you've ever read chapter 50 of Genesis, you see the tremendous faith of Joseph as an old man. But even John, though his life was short right before he went into prison, what did he say about the Lord? He must increase, but I must decrease. Both men were content to bring glory to God in life and in death. One of them, a very short life. The other one lived long. Rather than a sweet and sour pair of birthday stories, amazing the scriptures. I am fascinated at God's wisdom in what we call the Bible. Rather than two birthday stories that sort of leave us with a sweet and sour taste. No, the two stories blend into a gift, a spiritual gift for us. And a reminder that just as he says in Romans 8:31, this is Paul speaking, if God be for us, who can be against us? What a powerful truth, tremendous wisdom, and a comfort to know how our God is. Let's pray. Dear Father, if my life is long as Joseph's or brief as John's, grant me their living faith and their dying grace that I may glorify you like they did. Amen.